Curious City is supported by the Poetry Foundation, with a reminder that Chicago is the pulse of poetry. Visit the Poetry Foundation on the corner of Superior and Dearborn to explore their library of 40,000 books, attend public events, and view Frente a la Vida, Facing Life, a striking multidisciplinary art exhibition by Chicago artist Victoria Martinez. Learn more at poetryfoundation.org. WBEZ's nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
Sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.
It's Curious City,
where we take your questions
about Chicago and the region
and investigate,
report,
explore
from WBEZ. Hi, I'm Erin Allen. It's officially spooky season, so we asked you, Curious City listeners, if you have any questions about the unexplained and the mysterious around Chicago. One listener wanted to know about the old Joliet prison. It does have a dark history, but is it haunted? The old Joliet prison is this huge, sprawling campus about an hour drive from downtown Chicago. And I talked to at least one person who definitely thinks there's some paranormal activity happening around here.
I'm Cemetery Larry, a local ghost tour guide and cemetery historian, longtime Curious City listener.
Larry Arroyo has been a tour guide in Chicago for years, including a few tours of the old Joliet prison. From jump, the day of his first tour, a man in the group captured an unusual photograph.
In the prison yard, and there you just have this white outline of a woman in a dress just walking through the prison yard. It has to be Maisie. Maisie Allen was the warden's wife.
In 1915, the warden was Edmund Allen, and he lived on the prison grounds with his children and his wife, Maisie. An inmate named Joe Campbell, also known as Chicken Joe, was assigned to be a servant in the warden's quarters. Now, this was basically involuntary servitude, which was commonplace for prisons at the time. So, Chicken Joe was doing his normal duties, fetching water, etc. Then he went to take the dog for a walk.
There's smoke coming out of the house area of the prison. Someone went into her room, killed her, assaulted her, and set her body on fire. They gather up the four people who it could have been. And because Chicken Joe was the African-American fella, he was the one that took all the blame.
Joe Campbell was charged with Maisie's murder. Chicken Joe maintained his innocence. He said he didn't have a motive for the murder. And he testified that, in fact, the warden and his wife were helping him with parole. An attorney, Ferdinand Lee Barnett, who was the husband of Ida B. Wells, represented Chicken Joe during the trial. He was found guilty and sentenced to death. But Ferdinand was able to get that sentence reduced to life in prison. Larry thinks the trial was unfair, which is why he believes the lady in white is the ghost of Maisie Allen. Now, even though I'm usually pretty freaked out by the spooky and the paranormal, I decided to go check out the old Joliet prison myself.
I think it was intentionally built to be imposing.
That's Stephen Wright. He's the curator at the Joliet Area Historical Museum. He took me on a guided tour of the grounds, and yeah, imposing is the word. It's giving dark medieval castle. It's over 100 years old, but even when it was up and running, the conditions were poor.
Respiratory illness was rampant here. Imagine overcrowding, smaller cells, lack of ventilation. So tuberculosis, pneumonia, it would spike at certain times of the year, mostly when they were confined to their cells more. That did lead to a lot of death here.
This place closed in 2002. The paint is peeling off the walls and the ceiling. The cell bars are rusted. And walking through here, it's bad energy, bad juju. It feels like an echo of suffering.
All right, it is dark in here, and watch your head.
I asked Steven if he's ever felt anything paranormal around here.
I've been here, you know, dead of night. There's no electricity, and it was just the flashlight on my cell phone, and I felt fine.
Steven said the museum is really trying to dispel the notion that the prison is haunted. They don't want to feed into the concept of prisons as entertainment.
We'd like to talk more about mass incarceration. The prison was built during 1857. Prior to the Civil War, we have the plantation pipeline to prison going at that time. You know, you're free, but you're not free. So interpreting the site in a sensitive way that everyone can experience it is the ultimate goal.
I talked to somebody who's reported extensively on the prison system in Illinois. Shannon Heffernan is a reporter with the Marshall Project, which is a nonprofit news organization that reports on issues surrounding the U.S. criminal justice system. They try to make it more fair.
When Old Joliet was built, it was supposed to be better, a more modern, more humane facility. But pretty quickly, it also got a bad reputation for being a terrible place to be.
Shannon says Joliet falls in line with other state prisons that have closed for poor conditions, only for another prison to open up and follow the same pattern. You may have heard of Stateville Correctional Center. That was a prison that opened as a solution to the poor conditions at Joliet. And now Stateville just recently closed for some of the same reasons as Joliet. Given all of this, it kind of makes you wonder if the original question is the only question we should be asking here. Sure, it's been interesting during this time of year when we talk about the dead and the undead to look into paranormal activity at the Old Joliet prison. But in a way, this is also a story about the haunting reality of injustice.
We know there are things that have happened there where people have suffered, where people have died, where people have been harmed in really big ways that still live with us today, that still act in our present tense even though they're in history. And in some ways, that's a kind of haunting. So I think in many ways, it is totally fair to say that prisons are haunted places.
This conversation with Shannon got me thinking a little more about prisons as entertainment. There's actually a staged haunted prison across the street from Joliet. And it turns out there are a lot of prisons that lean into this type of entertainment. Check out our next episode tomorrow, where I'll talk to somebody who looked into prison tourism around the world and how it interacts with telling the story of people who are incarcerated. For Curious City, I'm Erin Allen. Thanks for listening.
Rise and Shy, WBEZ is serving local stories for breakfast every weekday morning from 5 to 11. Tune in on the WBEZ app to hear what Chicago's talking about as you start your day.